that one. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Take it up a little bit. Yeah, my name's Joyce. Welcome, Lagos, Nigeria. It's a beautiful Thursday afternoon. 12:30 exactly on the clock. The sun rises here. The sun rises here. My name's Joyce. All right, Thursday's edition of radio. So first things first, let me run it by you. Confessions Thursday, first hour. Loads of logic, second hour. Carla shows up here in flesh, blood, and all her five. Carla's probably like 5'3 or 5'2. All her 5'2 or 5'3 glory. All right. Between now and then, it's packed. It's fun. It's engaging. I came with my notes this week, my guys. So for Lords of Logic, remember, I'm laying you two historical backdrops of, say, the framework of the psychology of love, whether it's enough or not enough. And then giving the two structures, you're going to choose where you fit. Remember, you cannot think left but be right. Yeah, and you cannot be on the right but think left. Yeah, so it would mean if you are that way, like, you know, it would mean that you're conflicted in your persuasion, or at least in what you believe is your position. It's going to be engaging, and please be open to just having your position challenged in a loving way, you know, just to see, just so that you can look at what you thought you knew again. And if you're sure about where you stand, you stand still. And if you think, well, maybe something needs to change, then you change. All right, we don't have enough time, believe me, it kind of goes by real quick around here. Confessions Thursday, when you're calling, you don't say your name. 01465-7190 and 070-993-993-993. Welcome, my friends. Confessions Thursday, every Thursday here on Nigeria Info. It's about the truth of your life, the first-hand experiences, the encounters, the bliss, the horror, the good, the bad, the ugly, your regrets, your situations, and the ones maybe you're still experiencing, and maybe experiences that you've also learned from. I mean, usually you never really learn through the while the experience is playing out. You kind of learn after. Some experiences have made you a better person. Some have made you bad. Some have made you change your philosophy. Some has changed your estate for the good, the bad, whatever it is. Confessions Thursday. When you're calling, you do not say your name. In fact, I make it mandatory that you don't, just so that you can comfortably dig into the recesses of your history and share with us your experience. My name's Joyce. For the next hour is the only name you're going to really need to know. Otherwise, Nigeria Info on the clock is 7 days of the week, 24 hours in a day. Welcome to the sunny side. All right. Welcome to the show, Nigeria Info. When you're calling, you don't say your name. It's Confessions Thursday.
Hi.
Turn off the volume of your radio set. Do you have a confession, my friend?
Yeah, I have a confession, but it's like an experience that I really want to share.
Because, sure, please. Go ahead.
It's something that was surprising to me.
Okay.
Yeah, this thing happened like a month ago.
Okay.
So I was coming, I was around the cage driving, and so all of a sudden I had a flat tire.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to change my tire, and I could not do it because the tire was kind of hooked to the rim or something. I couldn't change it.
Okay.
And I saw a police officer coming, and I told him, "Okay, I don't die for here. I could not do this thing." And he came, he assisted me, he did everything.
I lost you, and I thought I even got a sign that that was going to happen. Well, thank you very much for calling. I think what we got out of that is a Nigerian police officer helped a brother out change his tires, which is some of the stories I really think we should share. We hear too many bad stuff about police officers, and we know that there are good ones amongst them. We just hope to tell their stories every chance we get. Nigeria Info Confessions Thursday, welcome to the sunny side. What's your name? Forgive me. Don't say your name. Hello. The volume of your radio set. The volume of your radio set. All right, so I think it's really that simple. When you call in, and I know that you are live on the air, please turn off your radio. It's you we want to hear, without any inference or any interference from whatever else is happening in your environment. Okay, hi, welcome to the show, Confessions Thursday.
Hello, good afternoon.
Confessions Thursday, do you have a confession?
Yes, I have a question. I want to share a confession about the police officer.
Well, that's hardly a confession, but go ahead.
Okay. One day, I was coming from Abeokuta, and I was holding some money in the pocket. So they surrounded us. We are five boys. So after searching us, and they did not see any incriminating object or any knife or any gun, they allowed us to go. And there was one policeman 2 months ago to say, they beat. That police did not shoot. Let me tell you, majority of Nigerian police are good. Yes. Okay. I know that some of them, they say, park, inner light, Okada, inner light. Keke Park, in afternoon, Okada, Keke, inner light. But the majority of them are good.
All
yes.
Right. Well, I'm glad you had a good experience. Thank you very much for calling Confessions Thursday. Welcome to Nigeria Info. You do not say your name. Hi. Confessions Thursday, hello. I cannot hear you. You're going to have to call back. Confessions Thursday, Nigeria Info, how are you?
Hello.
Speak up for us. All right, so I'm not sure whether you are shy or, I don't know, you don't have your story together. Well, try to get it straight. Hi, Confessions Thursday. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Confessions Thursday, go ahead.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome. Go ahead.
Hello?
I'm with you. Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Hello, are you hearing me?
Believe me that I can.
Hello?
Okay, so I think you are the one who cannot hear me. We're going to leave you and go to another caller. Confessions Thursday, Nigeria Info, welcome. I do apologize. Hopefully you make it back. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Confessions Thursday, Nigeria Info. When you're calling, you don't say your name. Hello?
Hello, good afternoon.
Confessions Thursday, good afternoon. Do you have a confession?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I have a confession.
Go ahead.
Hello.
I'm with you. Go ahead.
Okay. This has been disturbing me somehow. So though I didn't feel too much stress on my own side, but I slept with my niece. We are both matured, you know.
Mature? What do you mean? Adults? Like adults? Is that what you mean when you say mature?
The same. Hello.
Adults? How old is she?
She's 24.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah. So I've been feeling somehow, been giving me a kind of heavy heart, and I've been feeling somehow, though.
So your niece, is that your brother's daughter or your sister's daughter?
My brother's.
Do you know why you did it?
Sir?
Do you know why you did it?
We both did that.
No, I'm asking you, do you know why? Come on, because I don't think she put a gun to your head, yeah? So my belief is that you wanted to do it. And so you found agreement in her or with her. And so both of you, of course, but you did something. Do you know why you did it? Do you know why?
Just for lust.
For lust. Okay, great. Uh-huh. That's honest. That's straightforward. So now, the way you feel, do you think you can understand? Do you understand why you feel the way you feel? Because that certainly holds a kind of, it holds a direction for your next move. Do you understand why you feel the way you feel?
I can't hear you very clear.
Oh, okay. Let me try again. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Do you understand why you feel the way you feel?
Come again, please.
Do you understand? So after the situation with her, do you understand how or why you feel the way you feel, which is a reaction from your action, a response from the thing you did? Do you know why you feel the way you feel?
Actually,
do you feel bad?
I didn't feel bad.
Oh.
Because I didn't feel bad. I did feel bad, but somehow looking at it, from my own inside me again, I get a kind of feeling again that maybe I didn't suppose.
So you're saying two things. You're saying you don't feel bad, but you're also saying that inside of you, you feel that you shouldn't have done it. So I want you to see whether you can determine what exactly you're feeling.
I didn't feel bad, but I'm presenting it, you know.
Oh, your background is insanely noisy. All right, well, thank you very much for calling. Please, if you can find a quieter space, I'll appreciate it so that we can really hear you. Now, I'm asking a question. As against telling you what to do, I want to understand what you are thinking, because usually when our conscience reacts to something that we did, it holds the message which informs our action or inaction. So I'm really digging you in to see whether I can get out of you what's already in there. Because what's already in there is an embodiment of, or say, is a hard disk of information that should either chastise you, you know, or punishes you, makes you feel shame and guilt, or maybe in your words, you don't feel anything. You think it's all good in the hood. But you're also saying that you feel that something is wrong. So it's as though you are battling two voices. And I want to know what you think about both voices in your head. But maybe you can call back. Confessions Thursday, Nigeria Info. Hello, can you hear me? If you can't, I'm going to close. Can you see?
Look there.
All right. Hello, welcome to the show. How are you, child? Hello, Confessions Thursday, the volume of your radio set. So time's all we have on the clock, so you want to really help me by running with it. Welcome. Good afternoon to you, Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession? All right, Confessions Thursday, good afternoon to you. Hello. All right. Well, so do quick, all right, time, because I have an interview at some point within my Lords of Logic hour. Hello, Nigeria Info.
Hello.
Welcome. Good afternoon. Do you have a confession?
Very well. I have a confession.
We're on the money. Let's go.
Yeah, when I was child, I used the word child because I knew I was still in primary school by then. He said provisions. Mm-hmm. And this, my friend, a girl I used to play with, somehow I put a granulated pepper in a private part.
How many years ago was that?
Are you with me?
How many years ago?
Far back.
Why did you do that?
I'm now in my 50s.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
By then I was right in primary school. I can still remember vividly.
You listen, monster.
What was that daddy accused somebody else.
What did she do to you? Hello.
I said, I put a granulated pepper.
I heard you. What did she do to deserve that?
She was sleeping.
Where did you learn that from?
I didn't get you right.
Where did you learn to do that to a human being?
You used to play some funny play together. That job with him. Funny play as children, even with our private part. He played with me. So
do you have kids now?
After selling the pepper that day, I didn't wash my hands. I deliberately used it to insert in a private part where she was sleeping.
Do you have kids now? Do you have children now?
I have. Yeah.
Wow.
So what really pained me was the parents accused somebody else. And when I grew up now, I have to cut my time back.
Wow. Yeah. Well, so I hope that you... Wow. Wow. and 01465-7190 Confessions Thursday. How are you?
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Do you have a confession?
Yes,
go ahead. Speak up for us, all right? Real quick, go ahead.
I did that time of that COVID lockdown.
Last year?
You know, when we are saying people are bad, which is we have bad people, why we can't have good people? Mm-hmm. So I'm talking about police. So the guy is a policeman, is a sergeant in Ajah, Kondo, yeah? He come out, he said he have 1 to 2,000 in his account. And he withdraw 100,000. He buy rice in Jack on the market there, start to share it for people. Share the rice of 100,000 to people. So I'm not asking. Say this is my first time seeing police being good like this. Said, there is many good people inside police. So I want my brothers Nigerians to know that
Thank you very much, and God bless him for that. Thank you very much for calling. Hello, good afternoon to you, Nigeria Info. Confession says that when you're calling, you do not say your name, and the story really can be all the way from the left to the far right. Crazy, weird, unusual, horrific. But then also, I think I would I think I want to find out what you think about the things that you have done. Yeah, that's also necessary, or maybe the experiences you're living through at the moment. Welcome. Good afternoon to you. How are you? The volume of your radio set? Yeah? Hello?
Hello?
Confession Thursday, do you have a confession?
Yes, I have a confession.
Please speak up for us and go ahead real quick.
Sorry?
Speak up and go ahead.
Okay. I'm married.
Oh, good for you.
I'm married. This girl I've been seeing for a while now. But I won't say I've been kind of perfect, but I've been in it for a while, and I've not been caught by my wife.
Yeah.
And every time I do this, I'm like, I shouldn't do this, but I don't know why, you know, kept on doing it.
You know.
So I've been fighting it, and I hope to stop it very soon.
How long have you been seeing her?
I've been seeing her for like, say, 3 years now.
Okay, so do you really think this is an issue with your imperfection? Because this is a deliberate choice you're making. It has absolutely nothing to do with whether you're perfect or imperfect. Because what you're doing, you know, you're doing it deliberately. You know what not to do. You're choosing against that to do this. So let's not talk about you not being perfect. This is a deliberate action. It's a choice you're making. Yes.
It is a choice I'm making, but something is telling me it's the wrong choice, but just I'm fighting it to stop it.
So this is not even about, I mean, thank you very much for admitting it. So this is hardly anything to do with whether you're perfect or not. I think you can be perfect. It's a choice you're making to be imperfect. So I like the way you give me a promissory note to change. Do we have a date when that's going to happen?
I'm hoping to start that before the end of this year.
So how are you going to do it? You're just going to meet the girl and say, look, what you going to tell her?
I'm not going to tell her anything. I'll just stop it naturally. You know,
naturally?
Yeah, I'll just find a way to do it. Those things that I know that brings us together.
Yeah, doesn't she deserve an explanation as a form of courtesy? I mean, you just delete her number and that's it. She's going to keep calling you because she doesn't know whether you're dead or alive. But if you have a conversation with her, I think, I don't know how you guys do these things, but
yeah, I can just have a conversation with her. But what if I have a conversation with her and she said no, that, you know, because it depends on the way she's going to take it. You get.
Okay.
If I start to explain to her and she didn't take it the way she should, and she started, you know, started behaving funny and all that. So because of this funny feeling that I have for her, I still don't want to stop it.
Because of the funny feelings you have for her, you might still not want to stop it.
I might not want to stop it because I might feel I'm hurting her if I see the way she's.
Do you think you're hurting your wife?
Yeah, I know I'm hurting. I know I'm hurting my wife. Yeah.
Oh, and you also don't want to hurt your girlfriend.
One thing is that because she hasn't called me for once, so I feel she didn't know. She didn't know about it. So that's why I didn't really feel much of an hurt for my wife, because I felt she didn't know about it.
So come December 31st, you're breaking up with your girlfriend.
That's what I'm hoping to do.
This is not even etched in stone. You're hoping to do it. So if the sex is good on the 28th, this relationship is going to see 2022.
No, it's not going to see 2022.
Oh, by God's grace. All right. Well, good luck making a better decision.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for calling. He says I'm not perfect. Why didn't they don't tell me that? Hello. Confessions Thursday. Can you hear us? All right. 99.3 Nigeria Info. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Crazy, weird, unusual. If you're in a situation you want Lagos to give you ideas as to how to wriggle out of it, well, here's your day. Hi, welcome. Confessions Thursday, when you're calling, you don't say your name. Speak up for us. Turn up the volume of your radio set. Hi. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Welcome. Good afternoon to you. Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Yes.
Let's get to it. Go ahead.
So, I did something, and I'm feeling it about, but I let it go. I found a way to sort it out.
Oh, sure. What's it?
So it was my girlfriend. We were staying without issue, but of a sudden, I discovered that she was cheating on me, and all of that.
Yeah.
I let her go. We parted without any trouble, but we weren't seeing each other again.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, since we don't have any issues, she now I'm saying, because we're having accommodation issues, she now saying a junior sister to come stay with me for the moment until they get a place to stay while she's working. So alongside, we got something intimate and she insisted that we're going to date. I said, no, I can't do that. We'll have something. We should find a way to sort it out. She insisted that no, that she loves me, this and that. I said, even if I love you, because of your sister, I can't go ahead with the relationship. And it won't take us anywhere. So I tried to clear that terms with her. But she insisted that no. So this was so much troubling me to the extent I started giving her attitude. I even told her, you might have to leave my place as soon as possible. So eventually, it now got to the wrong hand. The sister got to know about it. So she called me on phone, was nagging, say a whole lot of things. I told her that this is how it happened and all of that. But she never. But me, inside of me, because I wasn't that strong with it, I was feeling so guilty. My mind has never been at rest, all of that, because in my place, such is not really allowed.
So are you still, well, you broke up with the elder sister. So where is the younger sister now? Still with you?
No. I told her I can't continue because I don't even have that face to go present myself that I'm dating her.
Wow.
Because she was saying she we're going to do that with the...
So have parents. You... Has she left your apartment?
I can't even do that.
Has she left your apartment now?
Yeah, I told her. I really need to, like, let her go. I told her to go.
Wow. Oh, wow. Well, thank you very much for calling. I'm glad that you at least have tried to do something about the situation. So there's no going back. Or should we wait until December and find out whether you're going to go back?
No, going back. I've not even been contacting. I put her on blacklist.
Blacklist? What's that? Block or what? Delete? What's that? What's blacklist?
No, because if we continue talking, eventually, just as you said, she
so,
might...
So did you delete her number or...
I've deleted her number.
Her. Oh, okay.
Because thank God I didn't cram the number. I don't even have it on my head.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I hope you stay strong and go out there and do what's right. Hopefully.
For sure.
Well, thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate. Hold on a second. Well, we can no longer take any more conversations. I have about a minute before a break. I doubt that the next minute will suffice to have a caller give us all of their confessions. So I'm going to go for a break. When I come back, of course, the conversation will continue. This is Nigeria Info. It's a beautiful Thursday afternoon, the side of heaven. And it is Confessions Thursday. My name is Joyce. We promise to be back. And radio continues for sure. Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Welcome if you have just tuned in. Well, we're back from that break to bring you, the break was for the headline, lost to the headlines. And here we continue our conversation on Confessions Thursday. Welcome to beautiful Thursday, the side of heaven. My name's Joyce. How are you? If you're driving, drive carefully. If you're listening, well, there you have it. Confessions Thursday, when you're calling, you don't say your name. It's, of course, as the name indicates, about confessions. So don't say your name. Can be anything. Crazy, weird, happy, sad, regretful of your past. Your present, or maybe even your future. Welcome. Welcome. The show kicks off. Again, the conversation continues. How are you? Good afternoon to you. How are you? Can you hear me? Good afternoon to you. How are you? Can you hear me? Hello, the sunny side. Confessions Thursday. I sincerely do apologize. If you make it back, we'll be here. We have about a few more minutes. Turn up the volume of your radio set. Confessions Thursday. Someone says to me, Joyce, I'm a little embarrassed. Don't be. Welcome, Confessions Thursday.
Hello, Joyce.
Welcome, Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Yes, how are you doing?
Fine, thank you. Speak up for me. Do you have a confession, yeah?
Yes, can you hear me well?
Well, you might have to speak a little bit more so you're Clara. Thank you. Confessions Thursday, good afternoon to you. How are you?
Yeah, good afternoon.
Welcome, lady. Good afternoon to you. Confessions Thursday. You have a confession, huh?
Yeah, I don't have a confession, but I just want to react to some of the colors I'm seeing.
Well, how many do you want to react to? Everything?
Like, I don't get it when people say they are, like, when they do something and they come back regretting. How did I have something that happened some time ago to my neighbor, and I overcome it. But I don't believe, I can't imagine people saying, okay, I can't overcome things that come to them, like a kind of temptation. Hello?
I'm with you. You have a problem with people not able to deal with problems? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
So what story exactly did you hear that's informing this submission? The guy who says I don't know, which guy now?
Yeah, the guy that said he slept with his niece.
Oh, okay. Or the one who says he's cheating on his wife.
Okay. No, I didn't get that.
Okay.
I was driving.
All right.
So, like, I have this neighbor.
Yeah.
I'm a Muslim. I'm a Christian. So, several occasions... I find myself, I was being seduced by her.
Are you female or male?
I'm a male.
Oh, you're male. Oh, you sound soft, which is not bad.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so your female neighbor was seducing you.
Yeah, like...
She must have been bored.
On several occasions. But I thank God I overcame all those things.
How did you overcome it? You moved out of the compound.
Exactly, yeah.
For real? I was joking, though.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
And she's married. She's married. That is the greatest fear I had. She was married.
Oh, okay.
And she has 3 kids.
Oh, but she found you attractive.
Yes.
Okay. And you moved out.
To the extent, I wasn't too comfortable, like, moving around the street because of her.
Wow. She used to wait for you on the street. Now, what a life. She used to wait for you down the road?
I didn't get to her.
She used to wait for you on the road. Okay, just go ahead. So you think it's insane, crazy, unheard of that people cannot deal with their temptations, huh?
That's not the joy.
Okay, so maybe someone who's struggling and has overcome or still struggling would give us reasons as to why it's so difficult. Otherwise, thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate it. Confessions Thursday. Hello, my friend. Good afternoon to you.
Judge, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
How is everything? You are really trying.
Everything is good. Thank you.
All right. I actually want to call your attention to something.
Okay.
Actually, it is good for people to make conversions. But it will also give rooms. But when somebody said he has done so things in the past, it is not good for that person to come in public and make people to know. Because it will actually give rooms to others to continue in those things that the person might probably think that is not good. So it is good for them to make that conversion in secret. It is not proper to make conversion in public. Actually, I am a Muslim, so I don't know how you would think about it, but that is the right thing I'm telling you.
Well, you don't think that I'm wrong now, are you?
You said?
You don't think I'm wrong for having a show themed Confessions Thursday?
No, you should have used another thing to replace this.
I love the show, and it sticks. It will stay. I understand that you have a method by which you handle things as this, but this is how we choose to have it. If you find that the show is contradictory to your religious stance or persuasions, I would ask that you wait for the sunny side to get done. When Hot Facts starts, you can tune right back. Otherwise, it's Cool FM or Zobia FM. I'm just here 3 hours. Yeah.
No, it's no problem. That is just my own observation.
I appreciate that. It is Confessions Thursday, my friend. Welcome to the show. Hello, good afternoon. All right, sorry, I lost you. Make it back. Hello, welcome.
Hello.
Confessions Thursday, good afternoon. Speak up for me. Turn up the volume of your radio set.
Okay, good afternoon, Jess.
Good afternoon to you. Confessions Thursday, do you have a confession?
No, not really. I never wanted to call, but because of the last caller, the last guy that just called. So if you're doing a good job, it is not easy for someone to have something like this, like good, having them in their mind and they're bringing them out, and then you just say that you should keep it secret. How? When you let it out, you have a little bit of encouragement. The word is them, I encourage them. So why would you stop? Keep on the good work. If he doesn't want to...
No, I wasn't going to stop. Oh, no, that's not for me to do. I wasn't going to stop.
Yes, keep on the good work.
Well, thank you very much for calling. 99.3 Nigeria Info, Confessions Thursday. The volume of your radio set. My name's Joyce. Hello, welcome to Nigeria Info.
Hello.
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 Welcome. Confessions Thursday.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, welcome. Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
No, I don't.
Why are you here?
I don't want to say that. I think the program surveys of people when it comes to like people who call it a reconvention is actually speaking their mind. It's a bad thing that they do, they are doing.
Sorry, could you speak up? Pardon me, I think I'm not hearing you. Actually, I'm not hearing you clearly. Well, yeah. Confessions Thursday, Nigeria Info. Hello, welcome.
Hello.
That would not work anywhere.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Good afternoon. Confessions Thursday, do you have a confession? I want
a
confession.
Kind of, I would like an advice.
Okay, let's hear you. Go ahead, lady.
When I was married, I used to be judgmental. I said, why are people dating married men?
Yeah.
But after I left...
How could this happen on this blessed day? Honey, call me back. Confessions Thursday. Welcome to the show. Sorry, I lost you. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Confessions Thursday. Good afternoon. Now, that's not even going to work. So it's either you... No, it's not going to work. Confessions Thursday.
Hello.
Good afternoon. Confessions Thursday.
Yeah.
Do you have a confession?
The creator has secret confession. His open confession is acceptable from God.
Oh. So
keep to the open confession you are doing.
Oh. Thank you very much. For
God does not like secret confession.
Oh.
Do it open. Open is the best.
All right.
Thank you.
For calling, thank you. 99.3 Nigeria Info, Confessions Thursday. Welcome to the show. The volume of your radio set. You have a confession?
Hello. Good afternoon, Joyce.
Good afternoon, lady. Do you have a confession?
No, I don't. I'm a first-time caller, actually, but I'm an ardent listener of your show and follower of the program. I just got to say I love you so much that if I have my first daughter, I'm going to name her after you.
Really? Really? Why?
Joyce, I love you so much. I just love you. That's what I got to tell you.
Finish. Well, that's enough then. Well, thank you very much for calling. The sunny side. Nigeria Info. Hello. My friend. My ears. Hello. Confessions Thursday.
Let that man wake up. Make him not disturb us for this confession. Make him not disturb us. Continue, Joyce.
Let's stick to the plan. It's Confessions Thursday. Welcome. Good afternoon to you.
Hello, James. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Yes, I'm Owadeg. See, thank you so much for a wonderful work. I don't miss your program. I enjoy your program so much. I can't do without your program. Oh. And I concern that guy that says that open confession is not good. I wonder where he learned that come from. And he now say the public that he's saying the truth. According to you, how can he define truth? He defines truth according to himself, according to what he thinks. So people will not just come to the and bring one opinion.
Welcome to the
because
world.
Because of how they feel. They say you should be in this way. My sister, continue what you are doing.
Oh.
The whole world is enjoying you. God bless you so much. You are doing a good job.
All right, then. Thank you very much for calling. It is Confessions Thursday. We're sticking to the plan. Welcome to the show. Hi.
Okay, finally I'm back.
You are.
One name. That one name is sweet now, but be saying it every time, please.
Good afternoon. Do you have a confession?
No, sorry. No, me. I'm an adult now. Listening to you. It's short. My station, my radio. It's short. My wife's radio and my radio is always on. 99.3. The all the cars in the house, so it's like
wow.
That. So the truth of the matter is this. People don't know the advantage of open confession. When you say it, you are free. It sometimes when you have issues, something bothering you, when you tell people, it's half solved. You are okay. They don't know what. If you confess secretly, it seems you have not done anything. Even Bible says confess to one another. That's what the Bible even says. I don't know about what the Quran is saying, but whatever that guy is saying, my dear, I don't understand. Well, people feel relieved when they do these things, so they should know that.
All right.
They feel very, very relieved. Thank you. I like your job. Well done.
Thank you very much for calling. The Sunny Side, Nigeria Info, Confessions Thursday. Welcome to the show.
Hello, my dear.
Good afternoon.
When you did this thing, you did it secretly.
Hey.
You have to confess secretly again. What was the difference? I called earlier. I said about the issue I used pepper on a friend when you were children.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know if this because it's bothering me.
Oh.
And I need help.
Yeah.
Now your children like in primary school. Now you are adults. I'm in my early 50s. She's a good friend to me. She's a good friend.
So let's talk about you. You say you need help. Are you still doing it?
No, I'm not doing it.
Okay.
You know, I said I use pepper, hot pepper.
Yeah, I got the story. I thought you said you needed help. Okay, great.
I'm not doing it. The help I'm talking about is, can I approach her openly to say, that thing that happened, I'm the one
you can
that...
Absolutely. You can apologize. You go to her and apologize. Yeah.
How do I go about it?
How did you go about the atrocity? I mean, you go the same way. It's the same route.
No. It's not secretly. She was sleeping. She didn't know about it. Face to face and tell her.
Wait. She didn't know?
She didn't know up to today. She doesn't know about it.
Well, look, I think you should pray at this point. Pray. Pray. And I hope you teach I really hope you teach your kids different. And that's really necessary. Actually, too important that you teach your kids different. But thank you very much for having both the courage to share the story and sharing the story indeed. I do appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Well, Pepe, she didn't know? Okay, hi. Confessions Thursday.
Good afternoon, Jerry.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm fine, Jerry.
Great. So, Confessions Thursday, you have a confession, huh?
Yes, I have.
We're on it. Let's go.
Okay, my confession is I have a wife which I married, and I found out my wife was cheating on me, and I caught her right-handed cheating on me. So see, now I'm like finding it difficult to forgive her.
Yeah.
So I don't know whether is the right thing doing or not.
It's your call. It's your call. You determine whether you can or you can't. Turn up the volume of your radio, Sam. Why do you violate that simple law? Like, you benefit from it. Why do you violate it? Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Have you ever cheated on her?
No.
Okay. When did she cheat on you? When?
Well, she started it a long ago, but I didn't know. People were telling me, but I said, okay, let me investigate. I know myself.
Okay, so now you found for yourself that she was cheating.
Yes.
How long ago did you find out?
It's 3 months now.
And the last 3 months, you haven't been able to forgive her. Maybe you need more time. Actually, I think you need time, whether it's separation or... Actually, separation, to think about your life with her and what you have shared, where you are and where you want to be, and see whether you can really forgive her. And then you try to have a conversation with her as to what she has done, why she did it, and what you can do to help her make better decisions. And then if you really can't bring yourself to forgive her, you also tell her that the marriage can no longer work because you cannot quite manage the pain of being cheated on. And then it would mean that you have to legally separate. Or divorce.
Yes.
But you need time. I think we need to take time off first.
Okay.
I don't know what your principles are, so I don't know whether this is you needing time for real, or whether you've really made a decision that you can't forgive her, that you can't tolerate this. So which is it?
Seriously, I made a decision not to go with her again, but it's because we have a kid, and she's begging me that she can't do it, she won't do it again, I should forgive her, and other my people saying I should give her a second chance. But in me, deeply in my mind, I don't love her again.
Oh! Turn off your radio, son of man. Okay. You say, okay, really? All right, so if you don't love her, that's even a different thing. Like, there's some, you love someone, then they hurt you, then you need time to, you know, heal and try find your way back to them. But if you say you don't love her, like, that's even the real gist. Like, you don't love her, so then now she's giving you a reason to want to leave. Then take time and make a decision, and then you stand by your decision. If you want to stay, you stay. If you don't love her and now she's cheated on you, you want to leave, say, look, I'll take care of my son. Would a son be with you or be with me? Both of you determine where your son's going to be. And then you do the paperwork, and then everybody goes home. Yeah. Or goes back into the wild.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, thank you very much for calling. Thank you. 99.3 Nigeria Info Confessions Thursday. The volume of your radio set.
Hello?
The volume of your radio set. The volume of something. Hello, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Welcome.
Okay. This is my first time to call, but I'm a new listener.
Welcome, welcome. So it's Confessions Thursday.
I want to speak on the last caller.
Okay.
First of all, it's not easy to see such a thing and still stay with it. But for the fact you have been able to stay and there is no issue on her, the thing I think is for them to sit down and discuss. They need to call the wife and tell them to sit down and they will ask her what exactly is the problem, the reason why.
Yeah. She cheated on him, yeah.
And I think they will take it up from there. He need to find out what is not doing well or what maybe the woman don't like about him or something. What exactly that is. Because something wants her to do that. If,
yeah. Okay, can I ask you a question? There's something that he said I'd like to ask you, then we'll get your opinion, okay? So he said, yeah, I want to ask you a question, then you can advise him on what you think, or at least advise us, you know, yeah. Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, can you come again?
Okay, so he said that he no longer loves his wife. So as a brother, what would you advise him? Because now you seem to be thinking that they're still in love, so you want him to call his wife and have a conversation. Yeah, but he says he no longer loves her, so what would you advise?
Okay, see, with what you're saying, that he no longer love her, really, somehow, I don't really get that completely. You understand? Because if he no longer loves her, she don't, maybe don't send her away or don't something or call somebody. Mm. You understand me? Mm. I know that he's hurt. You understand? He's not happy and he's not comfortable. Maybe it's the least thing he expected from her. You understand?
Of course.
That she did. You understand me? So I think two of them sitting down to talk about it will really help them a lot.
Okay.
She'll get to know the woman's angle, maybe the reason why such a thing happened.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she's from him, at least, even though if they're not going to stay, at least somehow it will be as a lesson to him.
Mm-hmm.
And he will know how to go about his life.
Yeah. We agree with that. All right. Sounds like a plan.
Just sending her away and saying he don't.
Oh no! Of course. I mean, you just can't send her away. You have to discuss all the terms and conditions. They have a son, so you have to take that into consideration. But you know, like, you've laid a solid point down.
That's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to reconsider that.
Yeah.
You need to sit down and talk about it.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. We do appreciate your contribution. Hello, Confessions Thursday. How are you?
Hello, good afternoon.
Welcome. Jay. Good afternoon. Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
No, I don't have a confession. I just want to speak to the last two callers. Can I quickly just...
Well, you have 2 minutes, then run.
Yeah, quick one. Okay, that man that first of all said that he should take away this shoe. That one is not just possible. He should calm down. One side. This particular man that spoke, see, he should just leave that woman, JJ. Because for somebody to cheat on you, automatically that person can kill you. The person can poison you.
Like
you asking a black mamba, why did you bite? A black mamba must bite you.
But men have been cheating on their wives now. Relax. Nah, men have been.
The same thing with a man. If a man cheats on a woman, the woman should leave the man. It's just that the women, most times, they're not economically buoyant like the men. That's why they always stay. On the normal, anybody that cheats on you disappears. That's my, you know. There's no prayer and fasting. There's no tabernacle to go and meet.
Shit, tabernacle. Okay.
Yes, well done.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. Confessions Thursday. You're on the sunny side. Hey, welcome, my friend. The volume of your radio set. Hello.
Listen.
Honey, you're not going to do that to me twice. The volume of your radio set.
Okay. Sorry.
You want to. You haven't. Honey, real quick. Hello. Hello. You can't multitask. You're a mess. Hello.
Can you hear me now?
I can. Go ahead.
Okay. I want to advise that man that said the wife was cheating on him.
Yeah.
He said he does not love the wife anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I want to tell him, in the first place, was it love or lust? Because I see love as something that when you love someone, no matter what that person does, you will still find place in your heart to forgive and still take that person back.
Okay.
But for him to say that he does not love her anymore, I don't think there was love in the first place.
Okay. Okay. So now for that reason, you think, well, he should at least give her a soft landing, then they can separate amicably.
He should think, if he really loves the wife, he will forgive.
Okay, but he said he doesn't love her.
And take her back.
But now that he says he doesn't love her,
then there was no love in the first place.
Should the marriage continue or should they take time and separate?
I wish it continues. Left for him to decide.
Thank you very much for calling. We're off on a break, my friends. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. My name's Joyce. Off on a break. When we come back, we can do a few more. And then we segue into the Lords of Logic, Nigeria Info. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to Confessions Thursday with Joyce on the sunny side.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome to the show. Confessions Thursday. We have a few more minutes to entertain a few more confessions, and then we segue to the Lords of Logic. Good afternoon. When you're calling, you don't say your name. Hello. Welcome.
Good afternoon, George.
Good afternoon, Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Not really, but I want to comment quickly on what the last lady spoke on saying cheating.
Okay, so do us a favor. Could you be more audible? It would require you to speak up. Be more audible. Speak up for us, please.
Ma'am.
I'm with you. Just speak up, okay? So you're clear.
Yes, yes. Did you say that she thought that it was love? It wasn't love, it was love. I want to clear that. I want that to understand that.
Okay, no. So, no, this is, pardon me. You're going to hang up and please call back. Your line isn't clear, and then you're not as audible as you can be. I do apologize. Make it back. Confessions Thursday. Hello, good afternoon to you.
Hello, good afternoon, Joyce.
Welcome. Do you have a confession?
Yes, I have a confession.
Okay.
It happened around 2009 or 10, thereabouts.
Mm-hmm.
I got married. And this girl that I admire so much, and she was a kind of a sales girl somewhere. And I told her that I love her, and I always, you know, whenever I'm coming from work, I pass to her. She does a sales girl, and I thought maybe she liked me also, but along the line, we kind of had the kind of relationship. She never told me that she had somebody that wants to marry her. She never told me that. One day I invited her over, she came to my place. She came not knowing that she was pregnant.
For who? So,
the girl.
Okay.
She was pregnant for the guy I want to marry, and she never told me. And sleep with her that very day. She was kind of freezed, and later on she agreed where we slept. Later, she was telling me that, do I know that she's pregnant? I feel like, are you serious? You are pregnant? And you never told me. To be honest, she was like 2 months or if not getting to 3 months pregnant. And I don't know. But since then, why I withdraw from her completely. But she kept calling me, I was not picking her calls. But I was not happy because whenever I see her with pregnancy, there's this in me that always telling me that what I what I do, like pregnant woman, keep having that guilt in me, like keep having guilt in me always. Whenever I see her, until she put to bed, even when she put to bed, she find a way one day, came to my house like the baby, and I was like, whenever I look at the child, I remember what I did. I just keep having that guilt in me.
Yeah.
You are married. Please, go and see with your wife. With your
but you're also married, aren't you?
No, I wasn't married then. I wanted to marry her.
Oh, okay.
I wanted to marry her, and she liked me, but although the guy have approached her first marriage, but she didn't tell me. So, but when I noticed all this, and I just withdraw, try and find a way cut off from her. But since then, because of that thing, I did like sleeping with her with pregnancy, which I don't know. I keep regretting that. I'm not always happy whenever I remember it.
But have you confirmed that the child isn't yours to begin with?
You said what?
Have you confirmed that baby isn't yours?
Well, I don't know, but she was pregnant before we had that.
That pretty much gives you an indication that the baby isn't yours then.
Yes, that is where I'm sure the baby is not mine because she was pregnant already.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she was pregnant like 2 months plus already. I don't know.
Okay, okay.
So, but my where I'm having the guilt, the doubt, in, like the guilty conscience in me time because sleeping with a pregnant married woman is something that I never in my life intended to do. So, I was not happy doing it, even though it wasn't intentional. And she never told me that she was pregnant. So since then, anytime I remember that, I'm always guilty, feeling guilty. Because of this, your program, I was just searching, you know, through my memory, trying to remember where I have gotten it wrong before I remember this. And I have to use this opportunity to say it. And again,
thanks a lot.
At least I'm a bit relieved now.
Okay. Well, good for you. And now you're married, you say. You're also married.
Yeah, I'm married. After like 2-3 years, I'm married. I have kids now.
Oh, look at you.
Hope
you're staying out of trouble, though.
Yeah, I know. No, that is it. Just honestly, I have to tell you, I love your program so much.
Oh, thank you.
Not like the lady that called you to name her daughter after you. Believe me, you don't even know the number of people that love you. I love you like...
Thank you.
I don't know how to describe it.
And God loves you too.
He handles the program.
Thank you.
You're confident and you are the best.
Thank you very much.
All right.
I appreciate your compliments. Thank you very much for calling. One more. I promise you, because we have to go for Lords of Logic. One more. Confessions Thursday. Lost her. Make it back, lady. Hello. No, next Thursday. Hello, Confessions Thursday.
Hello.
Welcome. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
I have a confession.
Let's go to it. I'm sorry. Maybe today is not your day. Yeah. Well, maybe next week. Lady. I'm sorry. Next week then. Hello. Confessions Thursday. You'll be my final caller.
Hello.
Confessions Thursday. Good afternoon to you.
Yes. Good afternoon. How are you doing?
Well, thank you very much. Welcome. Do you have a confession?
I just want to say something, please.
Sure.
Okay, concerning the lady that said the man does not love the woman.
Okay.
I want to disagree with that.
Okay.
Now, why I said so is this. If you have someone you want to get married to, you have to love that person before getting married to that person.
But that's not always the case, actually.
Well, I agree.
Okay.
But now, if you cheat on me, will I consider loving you? The answer is no. I will only make a choice if I'll continue with you or not.
Wow.
I will not just say, okay, because of I love you, okay, you are free to do anything to me. It is wrong. It is very, 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 very wrong.
Yeah.
And there's this other man that said that, what did he even say? He said the man should find out what he did that makes the woman to start cheating. Now, as the woman herself, she has not told the man that, look at what you've been doing.
has she ever spoken to the man?
So that's where we are. They have to have a conversation, hopefully.
Yeah, they have to have a conversation. I understand. But there was something that particular man said.
Okay.
The man said, what has that other man, that the married man, what has he been doing wrong? See, if he has been doing something wrong, has the man said anything to him?
Well, that's also something. Well, you can't quite say no, because we don't know that she has not said something, if that's the question.
So, okay, now let the man that called in, mm-hmm. let him stop saying that he has something that he's doing wrong, because we don't know too.
Yeah, so maybe what we're going to do, hopefully the man who is faced with this challenge, maybe he gets to speak with his wife and then he calls the show back and lets us know what the development is so that everybody can really learn. Yeah?
Yeah, I guess I have to go and buy airtime on my phone.
All right.
But I was angry with those two statements. That was why I was just listening.
Wow.
I have to buy airtime to call because of that thing that woman said.
All right.
It's wrong. Well, because I love you does not mean you do something wrong to me.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Because you love someone doesn't mean that they should disregard, disrespect, or dehuman. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thank you very much. My name is Kelly.
Thank you very much for calling. Okay, so my friends, Confessions Thursday will end here. It will come back again next Thursday. Between here and there, be good, be kind, be straight. And if it's difficult, on Confessions Thursday, we can talk about it. Now we have to quickly go for a break. When we come back, it will be time for the Lords of Logic. Don't go anywhere, Nigeria Info.
Where are the Lords? This is the Lords of Logic on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome. My name's Joyce, and it's time now for the Lords of Logic. So I have to quickly make this introduction because we have maybe just about 40 minutes before I have a guest in the studio whom I have to interview. Okay. My name's Joyce. Welcome. If you're new to... You're new? Well, nice meeting you. Lords of Logic. So maybe I can explain it in two sentences. It's philosophical. It's intellectual. But even before I would crown it intellectual, I think it presses on you to think. I think that a man's first responsibility is thought, is that he must think, because even your actions are fueled by thought. A man acts based on what he believes. A man is a compilation of thoughts, whether they are verbalized or not. He pretty much would maybe even think before he eats, think about what to eat, what to wear, if he should go, where he should go. Life, and you see how fundamental thought is to life. Principles, values, and humans in the substrata of society. And so to fail to think, you failed to think. You're not on the food chain if you fail to think. But I think that, I mean, it's one problem to fail to think, and it's something to think wrong. And sometimes you don't have enough information, and so you made your conclusion based on available facts. Sometimes you learn more and then you change. I've met people who have been given additional information but fail to adjust a previous position because maybe their mind's rigid and inelastic. Maybe because I don't know what you're dealing with, because I really try to speak for you sometimes, and then I really realize that words are not enough to describe that trap you're in, where even now that you know better, you still would not choose to accept what you know that is better and then do better. So the Lords of Logic compels us to challenge social constructs, philosophies, social ideas and public opinion, because many of you choose not to do your own thinking. If it's popular, then it's yours. You know, it's some people who are feminists, and I say, so why are you feminists? They're like, because these men, if you don't feminize them, they won't. Well, no, that's not how they put it. So I say, why are you feminist? And then they speak about a cultural background where there has been the silencing, marginalization, or the subjugation of women. And women say, well, if we are going to have a chance at life, then we must choose to speak on a platform that empowers women, and a platform that not just empowers them, but gives them an opportunity to speak, be free, and have equal opportunity. And then I say, oh, okay, I don't need to be a feminist for that. And they say, so why aren't you a feminist? Well, some of you even think I'm a feminist, you know, I don't care. But you're like, so why am I not? I don't need a feminist, because for me, what thought has revealed to me is that so the scale, the weight for justice, for example, you know how it has one tray here is suspended by, it's held on to another anchor. You know that thing when you go to a courtroom? What's that thing? That's it now. The scale. Yeah, the scale of justice, isn't it? So basically, something would weigh. You would weigh something and one angle will outweigh the other. It would mean, well, so if this has more argument or this is more superior in philosophy or concept, then that which is superior based on human judgment should prevail. Yeah? I don't need, you know, any. I don't need tags. I think it's confined. It confines me. People say you're alpha female. I don't like that. My name's Joyce. You can add nothing to me. I don't want. There's heat. Don't put anything on me. I don't. I'm Joyce. You know. So I think it's because I believe that if you can think, then you need no confinements. You don't need a tag. You don't need anything to give you access to exercise human will to do that which is right. I don't think. I mean, you might need. I might need an office to change fuel prices. I don't need an office to speak the truth or to exercise what I know to be morally right or ethically right. You know, so it's that. And I think the Lords of Logic allows us to reevaluate that which we claim to know, and maybe that which we thought we knew and maybe do not quite thoroughly understand. And one of which would be the topics that we've been dealing with the last 2 weeks. And I want to share with you today one fundamental structure to social philosophy. And the social philosophy is what society thinks love is. I think given that we're a religious society, if you're a Muslim, I think that's the way you describe love. If you're a Christian, I think that's the way you define love. I'm Christian. My background is Christian. So that has influenced my knowledge of what love is. So being Christian, you know that love is patient. It's kind. It doesn't envy. It does not boast. It's not proud. It doesn't dishonor others. It's not self-seeking, meaning it's not arrogant, it's not easily angered, it doesn't keep records of wrongs, it does not delight in evil, it rejoices in truth, it always protects, it trusts, it always hopes, it preserves, it perseveres, yeah? And no greater love has a man than he who lays down his life for his brother, which is something that Christ exemplified, yeah? Okay, so I think you know that. So last week I told you about an occult book, and I said last week that some of your social constructs are rooted in occult philosophy. So I have one occult book here. It is Liber Al, The Book of the Law. And the first page, actually the second page, I want to read the second page, the first three lines. Do what thou wilt shall be the whole law. The study of this book is forbidden. It is wise to destroy this copy after the first reading. Whosoever disregards this does so at his or her own peril. Yeah? And of course, the consequences are dire. So basically, in one realm of heaven, I'm not supposed to be reading this to you. But power belongs to God. All right. So I'm going to go to chapter 157. And chapter 157, I'm going to quote it verbatim because I have the book on my phone. And this is what 57 says. And I quote, invoke me under the stars. Love is the law. Love under wheel. Nor let the fools mistake love. For there are two types of love. There is the love of the dove and the love of the serpent. Choose ye wisely. All right. So I'm going to quickly go to 58. I give unimaginable joys on earth. Certainty, not faith. While in life, upon death, peace unutterable, ecstasy, nor do I demand anything. Then he says, come unto me is a stupid thing. Let me quickly go to chapter 2:6. It says, it talks about the knowledge. It says, the knowledge of me is death. That's chapter 2:6. Chapter 2:7 says, I am the magician and the exorcist, the axle of the wheel, the cube in the circle. Come unto me is a foolish word, for it is I that go. Come unto me is a foolish word, for it is I that go. And you remember where that is in the scripture. Oh, come on. Are you Muslim or Christian? Are you hedonists? Okay, so you know Jesus is said to have said, come unto me, O you. Yes, yes. So here they say, well, come unto me is a foolish thing, for it's I that go. So basically what this book is just, you know, the opposite of what your Bible is, or maybe what the Quran is. Uh-huh. Okay, so here, love under wheel. Maybe I should try and encapsulate in two sentences, see what I can capture, what it would mean. So to love under wheel is to love under reason. So there is, so it, the way the movie Adjustment Bureau, and I tried to watch it last night actually and I slept off, Adjustment Bureau. So the way they put it there, they say that these agents make a man subject his love to reason. They say, verbatim that reason overrules impulse. So that's how they put it in basic grammar, like impulse, no, reason overrules impulse. So you can have an impulse to love, but then reason overrules it. And according to the book of the law, which I have just read with you, or read for you, or read in your hearing, is that love must be under reason. So when you say, for example, that love is not enough, then I asked you yesterday, which we're still going to talk about next week, I think you're saying that there are other things that we have to add to love to make it enough. Now, that philosophy, that's your idea, is rooted in the book of the law. You might disagree, so I'll give you an opportunity to speak about that in a moment. So it's rooted in the book I have just read. It's a cold book, yeah? Because what Christ suggests is that love is above reason. So I'm giving you two fundamental structures here. Christ says love is above reason. Then Luciferians say that it is reason above love. Yeah? So when you say love is not enough, you're suggesting that, well, there's something else. So the very function of the something else is a subjecting of love to reason. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. The Lords of Logic. It is the philosophy of what you believe love is, the characterization of the function of that's your philosophy, and where you think that philosophy, where you think your philosophy falls under. If for any reason, after this introduction of mine, you want to change your position, it would be a thing to see. If you choose to maybe correct something or maybe redefine or readjust your position, we're Nigeria Info. Let's talk, baby. Let's talk. Welcome. The Sunny Side. Welcome. Good afternoon. Hello, Nigeria Info. Good afternoon to you. It's Lords of Logic. Welcome. What's your name?
Hello.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome. It's Lords of Logic. What's your name?
Yeah, Joyce.
Yeah, how welcome. Are you? Fine, thank you. Welcome. What's your name?
Yeah, great job you're doing. My name is George.
Welcome, George. Happy to have you.
I'm calling you somewhere close to the international airport.
You're leaving the country. You're running away.
Yeah, I wish to do that.
We're happy to have you. Go ahead.
Yeah. All right, so great job you're doing, like I said. And this is the part I love about you, where you do a lot of expository things beyond the normal and sometimes beyond the paranormal.
Yeah,
I used to enjoy that a lot from you while we were at Cool FM, but yeah. That all that stopped when you came to this station, and I really miss that part of you. And I think I want to take this opportunity to tell you that you need to find time where we can do this.
I'm sure there's still
maybe an online group or somewhere.
Really, for paranormal stuff?
Yeah, like stuff going on around the world beyond the physical eyes. Like beyond.
I think Nigeria Info is kind of ready for something like that. I think we can do that.
Yeah, yeah. We used to do that at night.
Yeah, I think we can do that. Yeah.
I never used to miss your program then.
Add
on the TED Talks as well. And, you know, there are a lot of stuff
were
doing then, and opening minds, and those are the kind of things I connect to, because on my own personal level, I do a lot of research in those areas too.
Oh, great. Great, though.
Religion and politics and...
And science and physics.
How everything ties science.
And how they all affect
how
life.
How everything ties...
Okay. Great.
Into each other, you know. Yeah, so I think I'm using this opportunity to let you know that maybe
right.
you need to come up with
some, I'm going to bring some paranormal like stuff up in the blood.
Yeah.
All right, no problems.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, thank you.
So I'm going to this topic.
You have 40 seconds. I hope you're good at this.
You're talking about love. Okay, yeah. So...
first of all, what's your philosophy? Love is enough or love is not enough?
Love is... I think it's not enough. Because we as humans, there are other factors that get mixed into it. And like I was going to first define love. What is love? There are different kinds of love. So there's the eros and all of that, filial. And amongst all of them, it's only God that gives an unconditional love, type of love, which is agape. I think no woman is capable of that.
So are you saying that we're all practicing this particular love as defined by this occult book?
Yeah, to some extent. The eros and even the filial.
No, that's not... Okay, we're off on a break. We'll be right back. Wait. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the Lords of Logic, 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. Welcome to the show. What's your name? Good afternoon to you. My name's Joyce. What's your name?
Joyce, my wife. How are you?
Shake it
How
off.
How are you?
Fine.
Answer me very well, though.
I'm not...
of logic.
Go ahead.
We are defining the word love, Abby.
Yeah.
Yes. Love is not enough.
Why?
Love is not enough. Love goes with respect. The Holy Book says, men, love your wife. Women, respect your husband. But the word feminist come out today and says it's a lie.
That's not true. No.
Wait, let me explain now.
No, that's not true.
Wait now. Women today have canceled that thing. And if you come again, the word feminist is an antichrist word.
Okay, but that's not even the topic. So the topic is the philosophy of your choice of love. Where is it rooted in? Is it rooted in the Christ type of love? Or is it rooted in this occult definition of love?
Joyce, try to bring this feminist word. I want to talk about...
No. I'm not speaking feminism today. I will at a later time.
But that was our first topic. Now.
No, how can that be the first topic? You haven't been listening then.
He has scattered my plans now.
Oh, yeah, another day will
Joyce,
be your day.
Bring it. I want to speak about that.
All right. Well, thank you. So if you have just tuned in, it is the structure of what you claim your love is. I think what you claim your love is rooted in either here or there. Here would be Christ and the other would be Luciferian. So the Christ is love is above reason. The Luciferian is that reason is above love. It's Lords of Logic. Let's analyze where you stand. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome.
Yeah, good afternoon, Joyce.
Good afternoon to you.
Yeah, this is Akibe on the line.
Go ahead, lady.
Before I go on with the love, the topic, let me tell Frank. He said that women don't respect men. Does he respect you now? You told him not to call you your wife again, and he's still calling your wife. Did he know you?
You have an
Did
argument.
Marry you?
You have an
That's
argument.
Committing outward sin and inward sin.
Oh,
wrong.
Assault.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's insulting your personality.
It's insulting my personality. How dare he?
How dare him?
He hasn't got to...
We'll go arrest him with mobile police.
No, really. If we arrest him, he's going to bail himself with a Ferrari.
What is going on? As regards to love, you know, people don't know the meaning of love.
Okay.
God is love. For God so loved the world.
Is love enough? And what is the philosophy of that?
Yeah, it's enough.
Ah.
So you made this whole world we are living in now. It's not enough. Where do you get the material necessity? Where do the astrologer come here? Is it not on this earth? The devil is making use of the material necessity. Is it not here? So it's not enough.
Love is not enough? You're saying two
I'm
things.
I'm asking you now. You mean that kind of love is not enough?
Oh, okay.
Love is all about care, and God cares for us.
Okay, I think I see where you might want to take this. Thank you very much for going. Thank you. I appreciate it. Hello, welcome to the Lords of Logic. My name's Joyce.
Hello, Joyce.
Good afternoon.
Hello.
Speak up for us. What's your name?
My Emeka is my name.
All right, Emeka, your philosophy, where is it rooted
in? If love is enough...
Do you think it is?
No. I don't think love is enough.
Okay.
Because my argument is this. If love is enough, why do men cheat on their wives?
Isn't that a function of choice?
No, and why do women also cheat on their wives?
Isn't that a function of choice?
You might call it that, but...
No. Hold on, my brother. Let's be honest. What is it? What else can you call it? Demon possession? Madness?
No, it's a choice that the person has chosen.
I said it's a choice. And you said, maybe I call it that. That's what it is.
George, listen. See, love is never enough.
So what's missing?
I can tell you, if love is enough, there's no way we'll be cheating ourselves. Why we love ourselves?
Isn't that a function of choice? And I like that you're thinking on your feet, but I think that you must try to answer your own questions. Otherwise, I'm going to be in contention with your position. You're saying that love is not enough. And I'm saying that's okay. It is rooted in Luciferian doctrine. Are you saying that that's what you're practicing because that's what you believe? So here we go. It doesn't quite appear that you might be ready for this. Hello, welcome to the Lords of Logic. The volume of your radio set, pretty.
Hello.
Your radio, honey.
Good afternoon, sorry.
Have you turned off your radio?
I'm out already.
Thank you. Welcome. What's your name, lady?
My name is Idurian.
Okay, the Lords of Logic. Your philosophy of love, where is it rooted in? What is it?
I am a Christian.
Okay.
And I believe in Christ.
But?
That love is enough. I tried calling you last week, Thursday.
Here
I was unable because someone was not around with me here to speak, to make the call for me because I can't see the phone myself. The fact is that in the book of John, God to love the world. He gave his son. If God did not love the world, he wouldn't have given his son to come and die.
Okay.
And the Bible says that God is love. And he says, if you love me, keep my commandments. God himself is love. If you really love God, you will keep the commandments of God. And what is the commandment of God? In John 4, 7 and 8, he said, beloved, let us love one another. Because God is love. That is, God himself is love.
Okay.
And everyone that loves one of God and knows God. He that loves not knows not God, because God said he is love.
So the philosophy that says that love is not enough, what do you think about that? Are you saying that they do not know God?
I don't know what... Yes, they don't.
Oh.
Because, yes, God himself said, if you love me, keep my commandments. And the commandments of God is to love.
Oh.
Unconditionally.
This is popping. All right.
Yes.
They don't know God.
The Bible says that God makes the rain to fall both on the just and on the unjust. He did not look at it that, okay, you did not do this. If not, all of us would have perished in this world.
Okay, well, that's an argument. Thank you very much. The Lords of Logic, welcome. My name's Joyce. What's your name?
Hello.
Hello, lady. Happy to have you here. Nigeria Info, what's your name?
My name is Eve.
Do me a favor. It's a service to mankind. Turn up the volume of your radio set.
Oh, okay.
All right, great. So, what's your philosophy of love and where is it rooted in?
For me, love is enough.
Why?
And I noticed something with the callers. Most of the men are on the position that love is not enough. Most of the women are on the position that love is enough. I don't really know why.
It's okay. We can find out. That's why we're having a conversation. The men are going to tell us why. But so far, they've been cutting the call after they just give me their 2 minutes. They just hang up.
Okay. Yeah, for me, love is enough. Love is all-encompassing. And for that man that was saying that if love is enough, why do people cheat? It's a function of their choice, indiscipline, and inability to overcome temptation. That is how I see it. Love is enough. Love all-encompassing. So what else do you need to add to it? Love is all.
Nigeria Info listeners are going to challenge that, and I'm here for it. The day's here. Hello, welcome. It's Lords of Logic. Good afternoon. Hello, my friend. The volume of your radio.
Good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon to you. Welcome. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Amos.
Welcome, Amos. My name is Joyce. Yeah, go ahead.
For me, love is enough.
Why? How?
Because where there is love, there will be peace of mind.
Okay.
Yeah, and when you have peace of mind, there's nothing you cannot achieve. You know?
Okay.
When there is love among couples, you know, they are able to probably stay down together, plan well.
Yeah.
They can move mountains.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
So it is because people are maybe they lack patience and they don't love enough. That's why they fall out of love and start misbehaving and all that. For me, where there's true love among couples or among individuals, they can do anything.
Okay.
They can be,
yeah. So well, thank you. Thank you very much. I do appreciate. We're live streaming on Instagram. I, Joyce Onyemowa, on Instagram. It's one word. And I am saying to you that where you stand as far as love goes is rooted in a certain philosophy. I've shared two fundamental philosophies with you. I'm asking you to choose where you stand. Nigeria Info, The Sunny Side. Good afternoon to you. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome. Good afternoon. What's your name?
Okay. My name is Obi. Good afternoon.
Welcome, Obi. Go ahead.
Okay. What I want to say is that if they are saying love is enough, and I heard people calling and saying that Jesus Christ died for us.
Tell me what you think. Don't bother about what someone else said, you know, because of time. Just tell me what you think. Go ahead.
Okay. I think love is not enough because let me use my own reasoning.
Okay.
For it.
Sure.
If you are married to a man that you love, and maybe he's
I lost you. I didn't quite get something out of you. Yeah, okay. No, the volume of your radio set. Nigeria Info, my name's Joyce. What's your name?
Yeah, Joyce. Good afternoon. My name is Ade.
Welcome, Ade. We're happy to have you. Turn up the volume of your radio set. Go ahead, please.
I have done that.
Go ahead.
I believe that love is enough.
Why?
Yes. Because if you genuinely love someone, love should be selfless.
Okay, some people say it's not enough because they probably need to add some things to it. So I guess that there is a philosophical...
If it's genuine, it comes with every other thing you need to add. And that's why, see, when you are selfless, when you genuinely love someone, you'll be selfless, irrespective of the other person's flaws.
So is it possible that, because I think you might also be implying that the reason some people, for example, might say that love is not enough is because the love is not total, it's not pure, it's not honest,
yeah.
It's not 100.
Okay. I want to use... just one philosophy in the sense that there's a particular musician that sang a song, Lagbajak, says love should be equal on both parties. It should be equal. It is whereby the one person is to love more than the other, then there you'll be able to say maybe you are doing what, you know, it shifts that to one place. It should be like, what's it called? It's a pendulum now, I would say. That, you know, but they are not equal and it's balanced.
All right.
So then if it's in one side, then it becomes...
All right.
You understand what I'm trying to say?
I do. Thank you very much for calling, my friend. Yeah. So this is where I have to say to you that this topic will certainly have to make a comeback. I think it's necessary that we thoroughly lacerate the social philosophy of what love is and your position, which you have made your own personal philosophies on love here at Conversation on Radio. I think maybe we might understand why our lives are the way that they are. It's possible that we love wrong, even because we define love wrong. So loads of logic in this topic next week. It'll come back. My name is Joyce. Off on a quick break. We have guests in the studios. We're ready for them. We'll be right back.